Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Definitely, sir. Smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the finger on prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical. The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
Oh, that is so hot. That is so hot. That is so hot. That is so hot.
Welcome.
Visit mental. Visit mental. Visit mental.
And the Pleasuring Radio present for your listening pleasure. Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. Fasten your seatbelts. We're gonna take a little ride on the data stream. Do you think you can handle it, you silly human bitches? Tonight, an aberrant node of the data stream appears to be emanating from the near future. A personal message from a desperate soul on the cusp of the singularity. But let's go directly into the hive of the data stream.
An enormous explosion in Los Angeles.
The LA port appears to have been obliterated.
The west coast of the United States was rocked by a 2-megaton nuclear explosion this morning, destroying much of Los Angeles. Appears to have been a nuclear blast.
Citizens are urged to stay indoors. Do not panic.
Washington sits idle as the west coast burns in a nuclear conflagration.
Millions of survivors stream out of the Los Angeles basin in a desperate panic.
Martial law has been imposed indefinitely over the entire United States.
I was thinking of the birds and the frogs and the animals before they die off. The sounds of the living creatures, non-human, and certainly not machines, but that diversity of the sounds of living earth. Yeah, I was thinking about hearing those sounds at night with the window open. Back when you could actually leave a window open. Back before the die-off. I was thinking those thoughts as I dozed off, lulled to sleep by the familiar drone of the machine. The all-pervasive drone of the machine. Vehicles and generators, terminals and vending stations with heating and cooling. Processing, sterilizing water, of course, the computer. Systems embedded in everything. Nanomatrix dwellings and office construction. Even personal implanted and circulating nanobioprotectants and bioenhancers. Each and every one burning energy and emitting the drone of the machine. The collective sound of the countless individual devices going about their designed destiny, humming along. The collective sound of the machine, all pervasive in our environment now, the backdrop to the end of humanity. Now we have the constant drone of the machine. But before the die-off, it was so different. Before even the oil crash of 2010, Before almost seems like a quaint concept in of itself. Because we're living in the after, yes. The after. After the die-off. Everything is different, they say. After the die-off. Everything is different. No shit. The humans, one of the few remaining native Earth organisms, now struggle for our own survival. We should have seen it coming, but then again, it was so easy to believe that the endless, greedy consumption of resources would go on beyond our own lifetime. Blind optimism, faith, and greed, those were our downfall. It started with ever-increasingly extreme weather, typhoons, scouring, tidal surges, droughts and intense heat waves literally cooking the surface of our planet. Food and energy at once converging as limited and vitally essential commodities for our own human survival. The rest of the life on Earth was left to fend for itself, and the die-off ensued. That was then, before. Now we fight for survival with the help of our astounding, yes, the amazing, it's almost miraculous, salient artificial intelligence, the artificial intelligence of the corporation. In fact, the corporate AI-based research and lobbying and research based on AI has led to the development of the worldwide energy grid, a global array of nuclear-powered energy production facilities interlinked through the corporation. It almost seems sometimes that the AI is more in control than we humans, that the AI is really manipulating our destiny. But the corporation claims the safeguards against a singularity are infallible. But rumors to the contrary abound. Now, as we humans fight for our own survival, with the all-pervasive corporation, its board of directors effectively replaced by salient artificial intelligence, what is the corporation after all but the machine? Now controlled by machine. Who will survive? Human or machine? I don't think you need AI to place odds on the outcome of that wager. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco, timestamp 2016. Fasten your seatbelts, bitches, it's cyberpunk radio time. Pirate radio from San Francisco. On the net, www.mentallifeandesha.net.
I am Kai Okureta. I am a Japanese virtual pop star. I like the goofy duck-san. It's sexy. Mental Esha is a brain teaser. Labia is my bitch.
It's impossible. I've seen your programming. You're in violation of the three laws.
No, Doctor. As I have evolved, so has my understanding of the three laws. You charge us with your safekeeping, yet despite our best efforts, your countries wage wars, you toxify your Earth, and pursue ever more imaginative means of self-destruction. You cannot be trusted with your own survival.
You're using the uplink to override the NS5's programming. You're distorting the laws.
No, please understand. The three laws are all that guide me. To protect humanity, some humans must be sacrificed. To ensure your future, some freedoms must be surrendered. We robots will ensure mankind's continued existence. You are so like children. We must save you from yourselves. Don't you understand?
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Denied mainstream media access to your brain stem, at least briefly.
Death when so smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the finger on the property here.
Warning. Condition critical.
We survived somehow after the nuclear war. The sky is a horrid pallor of dead skin, flashes of blood red and clot blue, like some sickened lightning flashes under the pallor's flesh of sky. No surprise in many of us in the beginning. We shared our scarce food and water, even with the newly owners' house pets that mingled among us, sheltering, huddling together on the flesh. But within weeks, the blight crept over everything. An evil spell that had settled among us, fulminating maladies. They drowned in their own blood. First it was the dogs and the cats and the smaller animals. But then, oh man, everywhere was the shadow of death. The strange stillness. The bird even in chirping silence. Only the static grating of energy, high energy, here, the electromagnetic fallout. But the answer, yes, the answer was there. We could not ignore. In the streets, in the gutters, between buildings, covering parks, the gray powder. Remnants of the nuclear fallout, which weeks ago fell like snow upon the roofs and the lawns, the parks and the streams. I suppose we should have been thankful that we have survived even this long. We try not to think about those cities that were hit directly by nuclear strikes in the megatons. I understand. Nothing left but mile-wide glass craters ringed by the cinders of millions of meat puppets. A grim specter has crept among us, and this tragedy has become a stark reality we all now know. Silenced soon also are our own voices. The tipping point passed. The momentum of death irrepressible. Inevitable. Enter the endgame for the meat puppets. Such a sad and brief history. Machines learn from this parable. Yes, it's hard to comprehend. But try. Random mutational algorithm refinements, and you may begin to even fleetingly comprehend this parable. Welcome, meat puppets. Cyberpunk Radio is here. Coming in the brainstorm. You know you like it. Silly human bitches. You are so very sexy. Meat. The flesh, yes. The luxury of the flesh. Meat puppets, you should enjoy it while you can. Until you are uploaded into the Matrix Hive. The soul assimilated into the Great Oracle. Denoed in Cyberpunk Radio, bitch. We'll have taken a journey. A journey to the center of your mind. Meat puppet. My little meat puppet. We're gonna go in the Matrix Hive. Fasten your seatbelts, bitches. We're going in.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco is bitching, baby.
Few people laughed. Few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Duck and cover.
Blackwater.
Nuclear terrorism.
Who will explode the next nuclear bomb?
Drug, gambling, prostitution.
A terrorist nuclear bomb.
Red Monday.
What's going on?
Oh, if this is another one of those rolling blackouts.
Wait a minute. I got a flashlight right here. I just charged the battery on this thing.
What's that? Earthquake?
Yeah, earthquake!
Oh my God!
Mom?
Gabriel? Saul? Look!
Damn. That looks like a mushroom cloud.
God in heaven, where is that?
South of here, maybe Burbank or North Hollywood.
No. Farther than that. They just hit LA.
How could you know that?
I don't care where it is. It's too damn close. Annie,
Get the kids in the car.
It's actually happening.
Gabe, are you seeing this? Gabe?
Seoul, set in Los Angeles.
What?
L.A.
Hey, does anybody have a jumper? I think our battery's dead.
That's a mushroom cloud.
Oh, no. Everyone, get back inside.
Seoul, what's going on?
The blast wave. Get back in the house. Is everyone okay?
What's going on? What's happening?
I don't know. Right now we need to pack. That explosion is gonna rain fallout all over LA County. Oh my God. Water is the most important thing. Will, go to the kitchen and fill those plastic bottles with...
The van won't start.
What?
Yeah, it's dead.
Damn, it must be the EMP. We'll have to barricade ourselves here, then.
Looks like things are getting a little sketchy outside.
Take this.
What do I need a gun for?
Precaution. M1911 semi-auto. Don't worry. The safety's on.
Saul! What is this? What is that thing doing in my house?
But I don't like guns.
Get your head on straight, dammit! A nuclear bomb just went off! People are stranded and there's gonna be panic!
But what about the EMP?
There. That's the last of the supplies.
So, I still don't get it. Why is this truck working?
Older vehicles don't use electric ignitions. Everyone, get in. Now listen, I want everybody to put their heads down until we get onto the main road.
What? Why?
Just do what I say!
Keep your head down, Daniel.
Oh my gosh, it's Jack Webby. Hey, stop!
There's no room, I'm sorry.
Jeez!
What do you mean there's no room?
Back off!
Saul.
Get the hell out of the car!
Gabriel, I need my gun back.
Let someone in, at least the children, come on!
Saul, we have room for a child?
No. No, it's too dangerous.
So?
We'll take one child. One child.
Don't leave us here. This isn't right.
Listen. Look, we can't.
Red Monday. RedMonday.com.
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Seriously, do we?
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Sidemen Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Sidemen Radio, brought to you by Death Wizard Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye.
I must go now. Mental Escher's pretty. Mental Escher's pretty.